Look, I know what you're going through right now, but this is Wednesday, and it's time for another episode of Boss Barrel Radio.
What? Are you telling me it's Wednesday?
I know what you're going through, Ryan. Don't pretend like you don't know what it is. I've been through the same thing as you. Look.
No.
Listen. This is how it is.
Oh, God.
You're jeopardizing the humanity of our race. It doesn't matter anymore.
But if I just... I mean, does it really?
Yes. Yes, it does. This is the end. Look. This is what it's gonna be. You're just hiding behind your own cowardice to listen to Boss Barrel Radio.
But it's such a good radio station.
I know it is.
I mean...
Give me the key.
What are you going to do with it?
I mean, I'm going to save us.
I mean, I suppose I could let you, but if you're really going to
do it... I love Megan. I kept her bracelet. I'm ashamed of it. I clicked on all the things in her room.
You got the toy car?
I got the toy car.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home.
Well, Mr. Jensen...
You don't even understand.
I don't think you know the story at all.
Well, Ryan, tell me the story.
So you like augmentations?
Dude.
How much do you not care about your flesh?
John, if you were to get augmented,
yeah,
what would you get augmented?
Legs first.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Ryan?
Penis!
Okay, penis.
Well, I don't know how that would go.
Because I'd make it have like five... separate penises coming out.
As long as I can augment my legs without affecting my penis, yeah, I'll be fine with that. I think penis would be the last thing to go.
99% cyborg.
Yep.
Never go full robot.
Yeah, everyone knows you never go full robot.
I would go eyeballs.
Eyeballs first?
Yeah, eyeballs first.
That's reasonable. I would say legs, arms, then parts of the head.
Eyeballs, man.
Chest doesn't really do anything for me.
You go eyeballs first?
You can see through walls.
Exactly.
Yeah. Depends on what universe.
Heads up display at all times.
Yeah, that's true.
I could just be checking my email.
That's
99% of my time.
Can I integrate my iPhone with
It'd be like having an iPhone.
I have sunglasses on all the time.
That was the biggest disappointment, is he doesn't take them off enough.
Yeah.
Like three times in the whole game.
I know.
Yeah.
Wow, man, I need to play this game so that I can experience no sunglasses, Jensen.
Well, even when he has them off, he's trying to put them on. Like,
he always does like,
oh,
this,
God,
like,
they're off. Hey,
he touches his face, but then it's like he doesn't need to touch his face to turn them off.
Yeah. What is that about touching your face?
Look,
to
you don't need
someone
to touch your face to put your sunglasses on, but it helps.
It might speed things up.
Did you notice that every time you start a conversation tree with Jensen, that it always starts with, look...
or my God.
Hey, my God.
Certain people like certain...
The Antarctica.
Oh, hey, look.
It's like the snake of 2000.
Yep.
Or
teens.
I like your abbreviation notice, because that really started to bug me. Like, abbreviations of the future are just taking out vowels.
What do you mean?
Like, all the emails... Every single email, they were like trying to abbreviate, but all I did was take out the vowels.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
it's leet speaking to the max.
Yeah.
The nth degree.
You get leet hacksaw points.
Right.
Is that what hackers actually do?
Leet hacksaw.
No, master hacker.
Dude, I'm a level 10 leet hacksaw.
Yep. That's how it works.
Look, I'm a level 10 leet hacksaw.
Is that what leet means? I didn't know.
1337.
We're not going to get into this.
1337.
I refuse to let this happen.
1337.
I would like to know more about the leet.
If you type
this, is on a previous podcast.
If you see the letter, the numbers 1337, it's
moderator.
Well, no, but like, yes, you're right, John. Like leet, we talked about this before, but like, but if you take those numbers, it spells. Like, you turn them to their letter equivalents, and it's L-E-E-T. Leet.
Yeah.
Or elite. Yeah. Or if you want to know more about leet, then you should listen to previous podcasts of Boss Barrel Radio, because this is episode 52. For the week of
August 31st. Next year, somewhere around next year.
We're all dead.
We're going to become, well, right, hopefully.
No, not at this time.
I can only
hope. We're all dead. We're still dead.
I can only hope next year we're all dead.
We're all dead.
No, otherwise.
That's at the end of next year.
Otherwise,
somewhere. You see that trailer for Final Fantasy X-2? I want to be dead.
Otherwise,
I did see the trailer for Final Fantasy 28.
Yeah.
Is this a trailer in that movie?
No. But apparently soldiers love it.
Yeah,
you notice that?
Yeah. What?
All their rooms so Final Fantasy on 27, each bunk. Is it like it's like really? It's like the Call of Duty of
every single.
God, I just
so
wanna,
you're in a room, right?
I just want to live and it has 2100.
Four bunks.
Of 2020.
And every single 2020, bunk. That's what it is. It has a yeah. poster of Final Fantasy 28.
Yep, every single bunk.
Yep. I was like, wow, I didn't notice this before, but now I really do notice it.
Yeah. Square Enix has some really, really auspicious dreams of, like, 2020.
I wonder if, like, are they going to make that character the main character? And, like,
dude, how can you not? How
I
can
own
you
this
not?
Game. We'll check back.
Yeah?
In 19 years. Or in 9 years.
I mean,
we'll
they
check.
Only make one Day of Sex every, what, 10 years?
Yeah, that's about right. Well, yeah. No, it goes in spurts. Yeah, it's, like, it two every 3 years. And then
was
you take
Deus
a break
Ex
for every
one?
10 years. Yeah, Deus Ex Human Revolution. Deus Ex.
And then that was the first one
they
ever made another one.
2000,
the
I believe.
Second one they've ever made.
No. Deus Ex, I think, was in 2000. And then Deus Ex 2, Human Invisible War, I think, was in 2002. And then that game was terrible.
They were both on PS2 and original Xbox.
Yeah, I don't know if Invisible War is on PS2, probably, but they're mainly PC games. Is where it comes from. Like they're first and foremost PC games.
I feel like they're
not
at least they were both on Xbox.
Right. Well, Invisible War was made to be a console game, and that's what turned a lot of people off from it.
Well, Human Revolution's awesome.
Yes.
Until about the last 3 hours.
Yeah, whatever. I liked it.
You haven't finished it.
He's right there at the end.
Yeah, I haven't seen the endings, but I really have liked it.
So the primary takeaway is the story, correct?
Yes.
Like the gameplay is really nothing to
and
write home
the
about.
Way that Not at Square all. Enix makes you feel as that character, like,
well, Eidos Montreal developed it.
Square is just putting money forward to make this thing happen.
Eidos Montreal. The way they make you feel as Adam Jensen, like, it just, that's what propelled me to continue to want to play the game.
Yeah.
Just, like, him, his whole story. I care less what's going on. I just want to know, I like being him.
All right. Well,
and then
good.
At
that's
the
good.
End of the game, at the end of the game, I was like,
look,
I don't
you
care
know what
about
it's like to
anymore.
Be me.
Fair enough. I mean, I feel like I'm somewhere between the groups.
I'm still dealing with it.
Did you like the part I told you about?
Which part?
When I sent you the message that said, did you save
Maui? Oh, yeah.
Like,
I knew that was coming up, but that mission I replayed probably 3 times to get it.
Like, did you just like the gameplay? Like, the way it made me feel, I was just like, this is awesome.
I felt like the only reason why I succeeded in that point was because of how I spec'd my character to that point. If I was in any other different situation, it would have been like a write-off. Like, if I hadn't set my character up to be the way that I had set him up to be, I don't think I would have ever completed that. So I was really happy with the outcome that I tried for, and it came a lot quicker than I thought it would be. But yes, yeah, I love that part where it's like you have this countdown, which you don't see the time to, but you know you just have to murder everybody in the area, which you've never had to do in the game before.
And there's like 50, not 50, maybe 20 people.
And a giant robot.
Yep. Yep. And you're just trying to go
and mow down
basically,
everybody.
It's fun because everyone is shooting this, and you get to just walk up behind everyone without them really noticing you because they're showing you, or they're trying to kill this other thing.
I don't know why I'm covering my ears right now. I can still hear you guys perfectly fine.
Your suggestion, Ryan, though, it makes the most sense, where it's like, this game needs to have a feature where you regen all your batteries.
Yes.
I
You need that.
From what I've seen of you guys
That is the number one flaw.
Yeah.
Like, your final upgrade for that battery tree needs to be regenerated. Even if it costed
four. Sure. You know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does battery regeneration work? Like, what do you do to...
You regenerate your first battery.
Yeah.
You always regenerate your first battery. Other than that, you have to eat candy bars.
Right. It's like, imagine like a Halo-style health system where it's like, if you lose all your health, or like a resistance fallout system where if you... you've got four bars of health, and if you get hit a couple times and it just takes like half off your first bar, you regen your full first bar and you have full health.
Sure.
But if you drop below that notch, then you'll regenerate your third health. And if you drop below that, you'll regen the health on the bar you are on, but this, it's your battery power.
Sure, I get it.
And battery power corresponds to like certain candy bars and also certain abilities to help you maneuver through the levels easier.
There are no like beds that you can lay in.
No constant easy fix.
Jack yourself into it. Nothing. Lit or anything.
You get consumable items in the form of protein shakes, protein bars.
Protein regenerates batteries. Is mm-hmm. what you're telling me.
There's candy bars, and protein shakes.
Yeah. It's like you need to eat an entire 32-ounce tub of protein versus a box of candy bars versus a single candy bar.
Yeah. Can't just get an oil change.
And the thing is, every single jug of protein
mm-hmm.
takes up more space in your inventory than a candy bar.
Like a single candy bar stacks, so you can have five on one versus if you have a pack of protein bars, which gives you you do three, and then the protein jug is one stack,
and so it only gives you three.
Yep. So it's like
every time I found another one of those, I would eat the one in my inventory just to pick that one up.
So, quick question: better or worse than Resident Evil 4 inventory system?
It is on par.
I don't remember that. That was like 5 years ago.
It's not that
it
far.
It's probably better. I would definitely say it's better.
From what I ascertained of seeing the little bit that you did, where it's like attaching a silencer doesn't like create unwanted space.
Right. Did
like,
you notice also though the gun attaching is cool, but you have to keep that same gun the whole time. You can't drop that gun and then pick
don't
up
ever
another
drop it.
Right, just it's your favorite gun.
Yeah, but okay. So here's a scenario: you're carrying around three upgraded guns.
Uh huh.
You have no room in your inventory for another gun, and then a new weapon pops out you've never used.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
oh
your
my
problem
God.
For well, carrying three upgraded guns.
That's well. This is that's a decision you have to make.
I know.
Do you do you stick with the tried and true?
Yes.
Or do you.
That's
do
what I was going to say, John.
Drop out for that, something
that,
you don't know.
That is why Deus Ex is better than Resident Evil 4, where it's like RE4.
You purchase things, right?
You do purchase things, but it's like you will get those upgrades based on how you buy them, and one is better than the next is better than the next, so you can. You can spec your character out to have the best build,
mm-hmm.
but in Deus Ex, the weapons that you get from point 1 to point Z are still going to be just as good from 1 to Z. It's just whether or not you choose to secure yourself into that one weapon where you're like, I'm going to hold this for the rest of the game and keep it on me and keep building it, or am I just going to fly by it and drop weapons.
Willy-nilly grab it whatever you can, fucking Call of Duty guns blazing.
Yeah, like, just pick the next thing up that I see and I'll go with that. That's fine. Like, it works both ways. Whereas Resident Evil, where it's like, you better just keep upgrading the guns you have, or else you're going to be here for hours.
Right. So, I mean, that's cool. That's cool. From what I've ascertained of, like hearing you guys talk and, like, seeing Griff play some, like, it seems like the game sort of lends itself to however you want to play.
Definitely.
It. Yeah. Which is cool. Like, I would totally be down for
many different ways to complete any different mission.
Yep.
And here's the game rewards you for going out of the box.
Yeah.
Sure.
And my number one, like, prime one problem with this game is the hacking and the stealth side of it is extremely well supported. Like, if you want to do the cloaking and hacking and sneaking side, by the end of the game, if you go full that route, like even by half of the game, you are well built to do. You're well equipped to do that sort of thing, but if you want to go the route of a gunslinger, like a dude who's just there to use the biggest weapons and shoot everybody up, there is no way you can build your character to be effective in that way. Because if you build out your character where you're like, I'm going to just run in, run and gun guy. Like, I'm going to be the guy that just jumps in the into the crossfire, shoots everybody up, and then backs out, or and then kills everybody. You can't do that. There's no way.
I disagree with you.
No. There was no way.
I disagree with you.
No.
Well, so from what I've seen of, like, Griff playing the game, like, is a lot of procedural firing. Like, aim for head, aim for head.
Like any other game, though, you have to take cover at some point. I mean, you can't just stand out in the middle.
Right, okay. But
But even when you're in cover, you get torn up.
Oh,
so you need to change cover and flank people. That's my problem.
I think the primary thing that I noticed.
If you want to be going down the hallway and shooting everybody around you just because you've went full into body armor and damage, you can't do that. You always have to be changing your cover. You always have to be flanking. You always have to be moving and hiding. Yes.
I didn't have to.
Oh, yes.
I think the thing that I noticed, just strictly... I
strongly disagree with you.
Strictly from watching Griff play, I think one of the things that I did notice is that the ammo consumption on this game, as opposed to, say, like a Call of Duty or a Medal of Honor...
Massive.
Where you have this ammo that you're constantly picking up, like a maximizing amount of ammunition, as opposed to this, where you're sort of like constricted to a finite amount of ammunition...
Yep.
It makes the gameplay a little different. Whereas, like, Call of Duty, I can bust down doors and, like, start shooting ammo and then take cover and shoot ammo and take cover. Whereas this is more of a, like, I need to, like, place my shots and make them count.
Definitely.
You know what makes this game so great? Is that we're arguing.
Yes.
Over that's the thing. I think that is the number one takeaway. It's like, you can play this how you want to play this. Like,
right. No, it's good. But the critique that I have is if you want to... Like, the game itself is great, but when it gives you so many options, and one of those options is, like, do you want to be a brawler? Do you want to be the guy that's going to run in with guns blazing?
You can do that.
You can't do
that.
Yes,
you can.
No, you can't.
All you do, you upgrade the Typhoon system, you go in, shoot, if anyone's around you, you hit that Typhoon, everyone dies, and then you go to the next area.
But do you hide? You have to jump behind cover after you
like any other game, you have to take cover.
That's bullshit. That's my problem. It's like,
but you don't have to go
run
to the next
into
cover.
That area.
You don't have to go to the next cover. You
can run stay into in that one area. Cover. You need to run in, take a bunch of damage, pop your Typhoon, blow everybody out of the way, then run away and take cover. Like
for someone
there is no
health
stim.
What is the Typhoon system?
Typhoon is like you just kill everybody who is
what it is.
Is
medium.
Is it like a Splinter Cell thing where I hit a button and shit dies?
The Typhoon system is a new augmentation where it's an ammo. You actually have to have ammo for this. It also takes up an energy bar. And
yeah,
it's
but
a million
no
little
ammo.
Beads shoot out from every angle of you.
Oh, I see. And so if you were to like run in the middle of a bunch of people and then hit it.
Right.
It's
but my
like
problem
a, it's like
is,
a claymore in every direction.
Definitely. But my problem with it is if you want to run into a bunch of people...
You're risking a lot.
You take a ton of damage, and then you blow that thing up, and you kill everybody. But then there's usually people in the periphery who are still shooting at you, so you need to run back and take cover, and then pick those guys off.
It's just like any other shooter, though.
Doesn't make sense to me.
That's...
Gears of War. You can't just run in, shoot a bunch of people, and stand there if there's other people around.
Right,
you have to take cover.
But Gears of War also doesn't give you the chance to be stealthy. And I'm saying, what my problem is if it gives you option one... to succeed so well as a stealth person, but it doesn't give you option two to succeed so well as just a, I'm going to stand here. What the game needs is it needs a portable shield. It needs a halo shield where you can throw in front of you and you can pop the shield and just gun people down, taking headshots, taking chest shots,
that would be
popping
nice.
Them. Like then you can use your heavy weapons because there's so many heavy weapons that take a long time to cycle or take a long time. Like, and that's the thing that I really love about this game is when you shoot a guy, he doesn't stop shooting. Like, the blood will splatter and his shoulder will jerk back and he'll keep firing at you just like you keep firing at him. But in the context of, like, this is fair for everyone, it doesn't quite jive with it for me. And that is my number one problem. Because if I wanted to play this as just like a brawler where I'm just going to run through everybody, murder them all, and your energy cells are the also limiting factor. Like, if you want to just sprint and run and be a melee dude and punch everybody in the face and kill them, you can't do that.
So, hear me out. The first 10 hours I played this game, I went through the stealthy mode. I didn't do anything except for sneak around, grab someone by the back of the neck, choke them out, and then hide their body. I did that for the longest time. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to start shooting people. And it's the run and gun aspect actually makes you go a lot quicker. It's not that, like, it works. Like, so
this,
I like it.
This is completely from an outsider's perspective based on what you guys are talking about, because I feel like at this point I'm the audience. So
definitely.
That's so good. I feel like what you guys are saying is still, like, because you're comparing it slightly to Gears of War, and you're comparing it a little bit more to, like, sort of Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
Both are tactical. There's mm-hmm. nothing that says that I get to play this game like Bulletstorm, where I'm just, like, fucking running in there and fucking tearing dudes in half. I don't give a shit how many bullets are going through my body. Like, I think that's the point Griff is trying to make, but I think you're, like you're saying you can still play this as a shooter, just a different kind of shooter than, like, Rambo shooter, where it's, like, I fucking bust in the door and I start tearing people down. The difference, Ryan, for me,
is when you're playing something like Gears of War, if you are going to play it as a tactical shooter where you just run in, balls out, and shooting guys, you have squad mates that are going to move around the map and draw fire. You cannot do that. The only way you can do that is by moving yourself around the map, taking one shot, and then everybody has your attention, and you move back to another. So both ways, stealth and aggressive.
It all has tactics involved.
It's taking a long time to do that. There's no chop, chop, quick, I'm not going to be finesse. Like, I'm going to waste a bunch of ammo by killing people. There's no like, burly, big, Rambo-style way to play this game. That also corresponds to who your character is.
I'm sure there are certain ways to make it,
and that's
somewhat close to it, but not exact same thing.
You're right. There are ways to make it closer to it. But the way the story is sculpted is your character is like a... like a
sneaky stealth.
A surgical insertion. Right. Like, I'm going to go in here and do these X, Y, and Z things that take very high finesse, and that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But
you got to think about the things you're doing.
But the options that the game gives you, where it's like, well, this is an upgrade to make you take more damage. Well, this is a gun that is, like, hell of big and takes a big cycle rate, and it does a lot of damage. You mow dudes down with it. But it's like, but if you're going to sit there cycling with this huge minigun, you also have nothing to protect you. So why would you ever use this gun? Like, you just sit there behind cover, like, cheesing the game, like, popping up and slowly cycling your gun until you can pop up all the way and unload on the first guy, and then you drop back down. And then they throw a grenade, you run away, and then you move to the next point, and you slowly cycle.
I also feel like all those heavy weapons were thrown in there for the end of the game. That's one of the reasons that I feel like all those extra weapons are like, well, let's use these for some reason. That's why I have a problem with this game. It's because the end just feels stupid.
I liked how the mood changed immensely.
This was game of the year for me until I beat it, and
at any rate, I feel I'm a little behind right now.
As a person who is the, you said it well, John. Like, as the audience, like, what questions do you have about Deus Ex?
At this point, like I said, like, my only main concern is, like, how the story unfolds. Like,
amazingly,
like, the gameplay of it seems like the most uninteresting part to me. Like, it
the
seems
story
like
unfolds amazingly.
It seems like the vehicle that is going to tell the story to me. But
you are the vehicle,
right? But I don't really care so much about the vehicle. It's sort of like sticking me in a Ford Focus. I'm going
to
be taking the greatest road
trip ever.
The way
the story is played, you will like the vehicle.
Right.
Because way the character is sculpted, you're just, like, you're going to love it.
There are so few cutscenes where you just put your controller down and watch what happens. You can count them
on
one hand.
And those cutscenes are amazing.
Yeah, they're amazing. Where it's like, you just want more of them. But it's like, no, this is a game about you doing the things you're doing to get to this end. And if you want to... if you want to go the most roundabout way, or if you want to go the most direct way, then that's fine. But also keep in mind, the most direct way is impossible.
Cool. I'm totally down for this. I feel like
it is an RPG in a very classical RPG sense, where you are playing as a guy who is not the burly. Like, if you choose what your character is going to be, your character will always be what it initially is. Where your character is. It is
a husk of a person.
No, not by any means. But it's like, your character has a certain personality, and they have a certain ability set to them.
Uh-huh.
They can do X, Y, and Z, but they cannot do, you know, T, U, and V, and A, B, and C.
Yeah.
They can't do that. Although you are occasionally given the things to do those things. Like, if you're given heavy weapons, you're not really equipped to use those heavy weapons. Like, so you're working within the confines of this character. But also, the thing that is also really gratifying about this game is it is aware of that. Like, it's like, hey, Adam Jensen, like, we know you're good at very tactical insertions and very, like, linear actions. You're not good at just, like, wiping out a ton of dudes. You need to be stealthy. You need to be careful. You need to not get caught.
So I guess my thing is, like, I feel like I, more so than you two, really enjoy and really, like, relish in being stealthy and silent and tactical.
Mm-hmm.
More so than probably you two guys do.
Loved it in the first.
Is this
10
right,
hours of playthrough?
Right. Is this loved it? Is this to that degree that I think I'm gonna like? I fucking understand that Tenchu Z, the game, is a terrible fucking game, but I love all the stealth aspects of that game.
Okay, then this will probably be your favorite game ever.
Fantastic.
Because not only does it give you the sort of like overly aware AI of a Tenchu game, but it also gives you more than you should ever deserve of the tools to take advantage of. Not just take them out, but to deal with those people in that realm. Like,
sure.
Like, Ryan, what I told you before is, like, one of the best ways to get through this game is to just not fucking kill anybody. Like,
right.
Just
I'm kind of excited that there's an achievement.
Find the secret paths and
I'm kind go of excited through that there's way. An I was just thinking this. Not killing anybody.
And I was just thinking this. We're arguing about this because we played two completely different games.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The way we played it. The way you spec'd out your character and the way I spec'd out my character.
Yeah.
Like, you're right. You might not be able to go in there and shoot everybody up. Because you said you like to take the stealth route and go through everything.
But the problem with it, like, yes, that's what I spec my character towards initially. But in the end game, everything boils down to be the same. And there's no more upgrades to make me more powerful than how I was in the end.
So
just mow down people.
I have a question, Griff. I sort of noticed, like, when I watched you play a little bit of it again, you had like highlighted wall pieces that
uh-huh.
were like the breakthrough wall points. Uh-huh. Did you ever find those useful?
Yeah, they.
That's that's where it comes into the point of. How do you want to play this game?
Right.
It's so Deus Ex for me, or Deus Ex Human Revolution, strikes me as how do you want to play the first half of the game? The second half of the game, you will play it. It doesn't matter. The first half is you have a limited amount of points and abilities to how to spec your character out, and you have only so many resources to build your character the way you want it to be.
So at some point, you start...
So by the second point, you have built
you have
up either
you need.
In one direction or the other that you can start building in the other direction. And it doesn't matter. Like, so
I
if
see.
You decided to play the beginning of the game where you're like, well, I'm going to sink all my points into damage reduction and being able to just kill people more efficiently, then if you do that, then you're fine in the beginning of the game. But by the second part of the game, you have so much extra points that you're like, well, I may start putting them into stealth.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that,
mm-hmm.
and it's all good, because now you have both options. Like, you can run in and gun, you can run and gun, or you can sneak through the extra ways they give you. Or if you do vice versa, where in the beginning you're like, I'm going to play sneaky, and then towards the end of the game, I'm going to spec out more for damage. And that's... But there are caps to either. So, like, you know, if you choose to go so sneaky... You are limited by the amount of energy bars you come across. Versus if you go damage, you are limited by the amount of damage you're actually able to negate. So it becomes a waiting game versus a thinking game. Like, how do you choose to spend these
sure.
points? Or
so,
how do you choose to wait your time to kill these people and then duck and regenerate your health?
Sure. So every decision you make as far as progressing your character, you also have to take into consideration... certain things that you're not.
Griff said he did this, and I did it too, and we didn't like defer from, or I didn't at least. The entire game, I had 2 points available
yep.
for any time that I was like, okay, what the fuck do I do?
Right.
How do I do it? Because the highest upgrade you're ever going to need to it takes 2 points,
right?
And sometimes that upgrade will get you past what you're trying to do.
So you're saying
right.
you always have like a stock 2 points to
well,
just devote to something.
So the
you
way
needed.
You start the
yeah.
game is once you get augmented. If you want to upgrade, if you want to upgrade any ability you have, it'll cost a point, a practice point, which is like.
But you need 1 point to unlock it.
No, two points to unlock.
Need
2 points to unlock a new thing, but one point to upgrade a pre-existing thing.
Sure. Okay.
So, like, for example, one example would be like, let's say you want to, you're a hacker.
Fall down.
You start with the hacking ability to hack into anything.
Is there
at level
for,
one?
Fall damage.
Yes.
Okay.
You start with one ability to 1 point in hacking, or well, 2 points in hacking, which is level one hacking. Like, you can hack anything that says level one. If you have the ability to hack it, if you want to take the risk, if you want to take the exits and all the stuff that comes with hacking, you can do it. Like, by process of elimination, you can do all the hacking. But if you want to upgrade to hack different things, more advanced things, clear different routes for yourself, get bonus items or bonus points, you can upgrade your hacking so you can access level 5 hacks. Or, like, that's like you put 1 point in each one of those 5 things. Like, one lets you do the next, lets you do the next, lets you do the next. But if you want to crack open a new whole ability, like you said, John, if you want to jump off a building and not take any damage, you have to put 2 points into your Icarus Fall system, which...
Icarus Fall system?
Yeah, where if you jump off it, it'll give you this ability to go into a third-person view where you drop down, you take no damage, and you can stun people around you.
So here's an example of how the game is played. About midway through the game, I'm playing... I see a door. Behind this door, there's about 20 lasers and like 2 robots roaming the area. I'm like,
sure.
Okay, this is going to take some time. And then I look to my right. There's a little vent with a huge way to fall down. I'm like, well, if I fall down that, I'm going to die.
You'll die.
But I could go ahead and upgrade my system right here.
Mm-hmm.
I just fell down, bypassed all of that, and it also rewards you for doing that.
Okay, so one thing that I also want to quite ask... Because I've watched more Ghost in the Shell than any human should.
This game, I will be watching Standalone Complex.
Have you not? How much of Ghost in the Shell have you watched?
I've watched the original movie.
Okay.
I've read the comic.
Okay.
And I've watched probably 70% of Standalone Complex.
But you've not seen second gig?
I haven't seen second gig.
Okay.
Second gig.
Does it have something?
It is 100%.
It is so much
like,
same thing.
Like Ryan,
no, it's not the exact same thing.
Do you like taking your
similar.
Gigantic oversized cassette tape driven sniper rifle out and going into stealth and shooting a guy and blowing his brain out?
I watched Ghost in the Shell when I was like 10.
Standalone Complex is very different from Ghost in the Shell.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this game,
the movie is so different.
Like, this is the thing I'm getting, John. When I'm playing this game, is like.
The movie is really close to this.
I need to watch more Ghost in the Shell.
No, watch
the
second gig.
No, when you're playing this game and you get this oversized like Barrett 50 cal sniper rifle that is way too big for a human to hold, and
it's like when Cyrene shoots that fucking tank.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When the major gets shot in her fucking head by stealth sniper from a million yards away, and that dude is like in stealth optical camo. Mm-hmm. Like, you do that. You are that guy. Mm-hmm. Like, you are in stealth camo, and you take your sniper shot, and you pop out of stealth, and you run away.
Okay, so you're aware of the character.
And then you change your ammo by popping out the fucking tape drive of your gun and changing the cassette-ass tape and putting the next tape in. That is the best part. Like, you saw me reload that.
Yeah, no, they look like fucking cassette tapes that he's jamming. The whole time I'm like, looks like fucking 8-track.
It's not an 8-track.
It's a little slimmer than an 8-track.
It is cassette tapes.
One of the pocket secretaries.
Yeah, pocket secretaries. Yeah,
literally look like...
Okay.
But the cassette tapes, when you reload your gun and you reload
the gun, when the gun breaks in the center piece and then he ejects...
Did you reload the laser rifle?
Yeah.
That one was the worst. The laser rifle.
I don't remember.
Pops the gun in half and it pops out, and then you take this big ass.
Oh, the big car, and you slide it. Yeah, like you're putting in a new graphics driver.
Yep. Sweet. It's like a hard drive. You're jacking in there. Perfect.
Yeah.
So in second gig, I'm pretty positive it's second gig, where it recounts how the major has accumulated this great group of people. It talks about Saito, which is her sniper, who has the eye that can, like, it jacks into the fucking internet and geolocates its targets.
Wait, Saito? Which is the guy with the two eyes? Bato?
Bato. Batosai. Okay. Yeah, he has the two eyes. Yeah. He's very fucking American, but he's...
Right, he's the commando...
Yeah, he's...
Spec Ops he's guy.
Fucking Rambo.
Okay.
But Saito is, like, the fucking Asian-ass guy that has the fucking, like...
Ponytail. Yeah. Okay.
And he has the one eye that's off.
Yep.
But the... So, Ryan, because I know, I'm pretty sure you haven't seen... If you've seen... I know you've seen Ghost in the Shell, but you probably haven't seen Second Gig. Second Gig is, like, the newest series of... And then there's a second movie, too. But anyway, the second movie's not that good. The second series, Second Gig, is so good. Saito can... Basically, he fucking Google Earths his shots.
Oh, nice.
Because
that's what I was just saying that whole
his
time.
His sniper rifle... Really? Jacks into his non-existent digital eye, which geolocates the target he's trying to shoot and adjusts for windage and everything, and he makes shots that are fucking impossible for a human to make. Like, he makes shots that don't exist.
Well, that was like when the Major got killed. Like, that person was a million miles across the board.
So far away, and Bato freaked out. But anyway, the second gig, it talks about when the Major recruited Saito. And Saito was this big sniper that was, like, attacking her squad. And she was, like, had him held in the back of a corner. And he was just, like, hidden away from view just enough. But he was just, like, sort of peeking around, being like, I can't tell whether or not she's trying to download the necessary, like, software to actually make the shot she's trying to make.
Uh-huh.
Or if she's just, like, frozen. Like... He's trying to, like, figure out whether or not, like, he can take the shot he can take. The moment he peeks around is the moment she pulls the trigger and he's just fucking down.
And that's why he loses his eye.
That's why he loses his eye.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
So, yeah. The interesting... 2 points here.
Quickly. So Ghost in the Shell is fucking amazing.
It is amazing.
And, all I remember is some, Deus like, purple-haired is, girl with
that same thing.
John, that's right, purple-haired. You will love this game. Like, I swear to you, if you're a person who loves Cyberpunk...
do a little
you bit. Know if you dig that shit where you're like
I saw the dancing Michael Jackson's
if you dig that, you will really really enjoy this game. But what I was gonna say was
I didn't realize what it was at first.
Wait, what are you talking about?
In the streets of Tokyo or whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like the dude that's breakdancing.
No that's in the first place. No. What? Did you not run into this?
Huh.
There's like, sometimes they get spooked, and literally there was 10 people standing there, all in the cradle position, looking like they want to fight thriller. Me. Yeah, from the Thriller. They're like, and then if I walk to the left, they all go.
They shift towards
they
you.
They shift.
Oh man, it's good stuff.
Yeah,
it's like what?
But stuff. This game is absolutely your nerd boner. Fetish for any sort of cyberpunk thing you're doing. And I got it.
Did you ever watch Appleseed?
No, I didn't. I watched the second Appleseed. I watched the 2050.
The Ex Machina.
Whatever the thing that was recently made for Blu-ray.
Yeah, Ex Machina. Sure.
But I watched. Or
you should have watched the first one. It's better than the second.
Getting derailed now.
I'm sorry. Anime. This is not an anime podcast, but we divert sometimes.
I just forget what I was going to say now.
Adam Jensen's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Adam Jensen is a fucking baller.
He is the best voice acting in the game. Look,
dude, no, actually,
what I'm trying to tell you here is,
Seraph is cupcakes terrible.
Are delicious. I loved his voice acting.
What?
Yeah, I loved it.
Adam Jensen. He's a fucking idiot. Adam Jensen. Seraph.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wow, what?
I loved it.
I forgot to cure my bone-itis. I've been spending too much time as being a 2080s
come
man.
Come on,
my only regret is that I didn't cure my bone-itis.
He said that.
No, you need to watch Futurama.
Seraph is 80s man.
He's 80s man from Futurama. It's like, it is spot on. Mm-hmm. Like, if he was wearing a tie and
Adam! I can't believe that you doubt me. Look,
also,
boss.
That guy with that fucking mullet, that, like, straightened hair, pulled back mullet.
Pritchard?
The cop?
Pritchard.
With the fucking push broom mustache.
Oh, yeah.
That we saw the last time.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad.
Oh, God, so good. Yeah. So terrible.
Oh, I remembered half of what I was going to say. So I've been reading Snow Crash while I've been playing this game.
Also possibly read
this. Yeah, you need to read Neuromancer 2.
I know,
too,
I have
turd.
That. I'm hanging on to that.
Keep
that around.
But Snow Crash...
It's between that and
I'm halfway through the book now. And but you fucking, you can read Fables in a day.
I know.
It's a comic book.
No, I'm on the fourth.
It's fucking a fucking comic book. There's 13 issues. Spend a day reading all of it.
Didn't work so goddamn much.
No, anyway. Spend a day playing Deus Ex.
Like, fuck, right?
So, see, you won't get far.
This is my, I guarantee this is my problem.
Anyway.
This is my problem right now.
I'm having this issue of playing Deus Ex, Human Revolution, and reading Snow Crash, and having the lines blur together.
Yeah, like, I'm sure that sounds, like, from what I gather of what Snow Crash is, it's like some fucking Ghost in the Shell, like...
It is Ghost in the Shell 1.0 versus, like, 3.0. Like, uh-huh. Ghost in the Shell is, like, everybody is brain-jacked into the Matrix, uh-huh. which is what
so everybody's Deus Ex brain is a synthetic brain, it's not a real brain.
Yeah, like, so that's what kind of okay, well, so, like, Snow Crash would be 1.0, Deus Ex would be 2.0, and then Snow Crash, right now, Ghost in the Shell would be 3.0, like, where you have a synthetic brain with computer pieces. So reading Snow Crash, like, it's creating this, like, false sense of reality for me, so I'm, like, I'm playing the game, I'm, like, wait, but like, what happened to the metaverse? Like, you know, I'll be playing the game.
What the fuck is the metaverse?
And then I'll go read the book and fall asleep, like, while I'm reading the book, and I'm like, oh, so Hero's, like, gonna go crack into Seraph's lair, and he's...
It's all starting to blend together.
Everything, like,
you don't even know what's going on.
No, this is, like, this is
where,
like,
who the are best you in the dream world
of cyberpunk for me, where it's like...
Are you Adam Jensen, or are you Makoto?
It is just, all the pieces are, like, this is what I love. Like, I'm so happy that I found all these things right now, because it's, like, I absolutely adore cyberpunk and good sci-fi. Like, not, like, medieval sci-fi, like Star Wars,
right,
but, like, right. good... pulpy sci-fi, and this is it.
Cyberpunk's some good shit.
Yeah, like, and if you listen, audience, look, if you like Ghost in the Shell, play Human Revolution.
Well, hey now, Griff.
I'm Adam Jensen, and this is my favorite game in the Citadel.
Hey.
No, okay, so Ryan, if you like Deus Ex, maybe you go spend $40 at Best Buy and you buy all of Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex. And
or just watch it on Netflix.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Why would I not like this?
Is it Standalone Complex?
I don't know, but just watch it.
I watch anime. I like sci-fi. I like everything.
But see, the reason why Standalone Complex, not Second Gig, just Standalone Complex, is better than anything else is mostly because...
I think I've seen that actually on... Adult Swim.
That's where it got a lot of its popular craze from Adult Swim.
Yep.
Now, Tachikoma's best
fuck
thing.
Tachikoma's.
Fuck no. you. Fuck it's you for fucking Tachikoma's.
It's the worst part of the show.
Fucking Tachikoma's are the best thing ever. It's no, the they're the best. What are you talking about?
It's
what
garbage.
Are what are Tachikoma's?
Tachikoma's are artificial intelligent robots that are also like cars.
But imagine, really. Like, they're if like a spiders. Japanese person attributed like cutesy features to a car.
Yeah, exactly. They, like, can talk. They have their own
artificial intelligence. The car goes to the gas station. It's like, oh, why do I need this gas? Oh, because I get sick without the gas. Oh, dear.
That's
now
exactly
I'm smart.
What a Tachikoma is.
Yeah.
Tachikomas, like, are...
It's boring. It's dumb. It's crappy.
Tachikomas are...
Why are we touching on this?
Just because I think they're the best part of Ghost in the Shell.
No, the best part about Ghost in the Shell is, like, the hardcore edge, which... No, see, no... No, I'm sorry, John.
Well, okay. I agree with what you're saying. The nitty-gritty bit of Ghost in the Shell is the best part.
No.
I thought, like, the naked, like, purple-haired chick was the best.
The part that, like, I like about all this cyberpunk stuff is the hardcore technology biotech side of it.
Who's the guy that has, like, no augmentations on the team? Togusa?
Togusa, yeah. He's the best.
He is, like, so unaugmented that he uses a fucking revolver.
In the comic book, he is portrayed as an idiot. He is portrayed as,
like,
a person who is the rookie cop who doesn't know anything about what's going on.
You know, it's funny.
He's a fucking moron. Like, it's, everybody has to take care of him. But in the show, they portray him as, like, he's the snake. The old snake of, like, the person who's like, I've been doing this for years.
He's been doing what he's been doing for a while.
And you don't know what it's like to gain a soldier's intuition.
Right.
And so, he has that sort of thing.
When you play Deus Ex, I think...
I'll let you know.
No, just check this out. Every time you kill someone that drops a revolver, I'm pretty sure they're not augmented.
No, they are.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
100% positive?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
I'll look into it for you. Now that I have this pre-existing knowledge.
No. I like Togusa.
I think he is the grounded character.
Because he's the most relatable on the
show. Exactly. Because in a show that exists with a whole bunch of fucking cyborgs, like, how do you ground yourself?
Exactly.
Togusa uses, like, he's probably using a fucking analog watch.
Right.
Like, he probably barely uses his cell phone. Like,
exactly.
He has a family, he has two kids, he has a fucking revolver.
Right.
And when he needs to fucking use a fucking tracking bullet, he like has to drop all of his rounds and like load a tracking bullet and then fire that shit.
Right.
There's tracking bullets in Deus Ex.
That's what I'm talking about.
Where?
You didn't get those?
Oh, the rifle.
Tag upgrade? This dude.
Yeah.
There's an upgrade for your combat rifle and for your pistol.
Yeah. No, for the machine pistol.
So wait, can we name the entire crew of there's Motoko, which is the major.
Togusa, who is the detective.
The human, the detective. There's Saito.
Bato
and Saito. Bato is the, like, American-ass fucking, like, ponytail-having,
right. Like, he is like
cut motherfucker.
He is the Stallone meets Dolph Lundgren dude.
He's your Rambo. And then there's Saito, which is your sniper dude, who snipes some shit.
And there's, like, two other people.
There is two other people, and I'm really struggling to remember their names. There's one that has a really awesome beard that I cannot remember.
And he's like pseudo-communications /tac ops guy. Like fucking
IT dude.
Uh-huh. And there's the other like young guy who's like Togusa,
but is
the tech guy that's built into everything.
Like that other, the guy with the beard and the other guy, like they're like part of this group that is,
but they're
newer part of the group.
Two of them die. Like, they both die in the comic books. Like, they both get fried.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to read these comics.
Just go to fucking Barnes & Noble and just fucking read the manga.
Half price, but...
Just go to Barnes & Noble.
$5.
Don't pay money for this shit.
So, what I was going to say earlier is you're not wrong. Like, if... I shouldn't say you're wrong. Like, the part that you enjoy about the comic books is different from me, whereas I enjoy Deus Ex and I enjoy standalone and Ghost in the Shell from the like biotech side of it, where they're like, you're gonna read a thing that's like 800 characters long about how in 2017 somebody created a counter cytosine virus that actually tricks the body into viewing the cytokines of the type M class into tricking the body into thinking that these things are okay. And then, you know, and in Standalone Complex, it's like they go into the hardcore. Well, in the comic book, in Ghost in the Shell, they go into the hardcore, like, physics and biophysics side of it. It's like, well, you can't do this if you have this. Like, this is a spider can weave a web that's so many kilometers long with such a tensile strength. And that's what I love. Like, where it's like, you're going to just inject this hardcore ass science into this, which means somebody read this, which is why I get so confused when I'm reading Snow Crash, because it is such a heavy linguistic book. Like, if you want to just get a really, really brief outline on linguistics and Christianic faith and internet, read Snow Crash.
So, okay, so Standalone Complex is the Laughing Man. Uh-huh. Does it ever touch on the...
Each one of the cameras has a Laughing Man sign on it.
Wait, what are you
talking about? Yes. In Human Revolution, the Laughing Man's face is on every camera.
I'm sorry. Did you see there's some the awesome peaks there? Because I am that...
What?
I am that excited about this.
The Laughing Man. Is that just a smiley face?
It is a smiley face with a sideways baseball cap on it. Yep.
Okay. In Deus Ex, it's a smiley face with a giant, wide, like, watermelon jaw, big eyes, but baseball cap. It is Laughing Man minus the baseball cap.
Does it still say I...
doesn't say anything, but you see the thing on the camera.
I saw it. I said, okay, so I want to go talk to that thing.
It's like two stages removed from what the
Laughing Man... It is one stage removed.
Okay. So, what does it say? I wish... I just wish I was like those blind, deaf mutes or something like that.
I don't know, but I have to pee really bad.
Keller?
No, so I cannot remember the exact quote that is around the Laughing Man logo, where it basically is saying that, like, I wish I was like those blind, deaf mutes, where, like, essentially saying that he wishes that
like he didn't have to see the evil, corrupt nature that is all around.
That society. Is the story of exactly. Deus Ex Human Revolution.
Well, that is Deus Ex, that is Ghost in the Shell, that is fucking Blade Runner ass shit.
Any 1990s cyberpunk story.
1980s to 1990s.
Yeah, like post 1984 story to 2000.
Yes.
Pre internet boom.
Right.
Story. I would have to say this is probably my first cyberpunk.
Dude, I will. You will have to come over and watch some fucking Blade Runner.
Have you watched Blade Runner?
I've watched that.
Yeah. Have you watched it or have you seen it?
Have you been on the back of a blinker watching Starfighters explode in the distance?
Right. Have you seen doves flying?
Well, high on weed.
Do you know whether or not you're actually human?
What the fuck, man?
Just answer that question.
It's just like fuck, man?
It's just like Tears in the Rain.
Oh, Tears in the Rain.
Just like Tears in the Rain. I don't know how many times I've used the fucking Blade Runner imagery for our podcast image. So
probably at least
this
more than 3 times.
This needs to stop right now, and I have to pee really bad, so we're going to take
a No. We're going to keep podcasting.
No!
You have to sneak out of
15
here.
Minutes alone on fucking Deus
Ex. You have to sneak out of here.
Loud.
Hey, guys!
We're back.
What do you think it's going to be like for our listeners who we were all into it just now, and now we're all kind of mellow?
Nope, I'm still into it. Fucking let's rock.
Let's do this podcast! Yeah!
Look.
My finger is bleeding a lot.
That's not bad.
That's not a lot. What's wrong with you?
It's more than usual.
You should stick it up your butt.
Well, more than usual be bleeding.
Right, would be bleeding. It's like
then not bleeding? Is that what you're saying?
So the next morning after I sliced my finger open, like it was covered in blood. This is significantly less.
Covered in blood?
Practically.
Was it yours?
Yes, my blood.
Are you sure?
My blood.
If could my have been pinky, someone else's
if
blood.
My pinky, if my sole pinky were just covered in its own blood at any given point, that...
Did you find blood in weird places of your house?
Like your butt?
No.
Then
but,
it doesn't matter.
No, okay, so but the initial night...
Have you ever found blood in your butt?
Yes. Not in it, but...
Gross.
Around,
anyway.
Okay, around it. On the outskirts of
we
my
have spent
penis.
50 minutes plus talking about Deus Ex.
Can we talk about something else?
Yeah, let's talk about something else.
So, what is there?
So, Ryan, have you been playing anything other than Deus Ex?
Oh, Red Faction Red Alert 3 2009.
How's that
still
going?
Playing that from 2009.
Have you been?
That game sucks.
What? Yeah. Wait, are you playing just Red Faction 3?
No,
Red Alert. You started playing the
Commander's Challenge.
Okay, no, not good.
That one's so hard. No, it's ridiculously hard.
But that doesn't make it good.
It's not beatable.
Hard does not mean good.
Right.
Exactly.
It's like saying
hard means
that's like saying Demon's Souls is good because it's hard.
Exactly.
It's not.
Yeah.
Demon's Souls is good.
No, some games are hard
because certain
and
people
fun.
Are fucking crazy.
This game is hard and it's not fun at all.
Yep.
Well, tell me more about hard, Ryan.
Well, I can tell you.
Let me tell you.
We're gonna go ahead and skip that.
Anyway.
Next time you're at Cheesecake, just ask me about my nuts.
John, you've been playing something besides.
Yes, I have been playing.
Which we've talked about tons of times.
Played before. A little bit more than Zelda, and I want to let everybody know here that the Stone of Agony, which is that stone that vibrates, totally different image.
What
completely
is it?
Completely different image. It looks like a stone with a stick attached to it that looks like a crescent moon.
Okay.
Weird. I don't know. It's fine. Whatever.
Right. Agonizing, huh?
But the thing is,
seems like something pyramid.
I realize why it has to be different because 3DS doesn't vibrate.
Yeah.
It just shows this image on my screen of this stone that's blinking.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be a little different, right?
Yep.
So it
doesn't have to be, but yeah.
Well, it doesn't have to be, but at the same time, like, because the 3DS does not vibrate, like, It's fine.
I never said it wasn't fine.
It looks different. I'm at the part right now where I had to go back to as Kid Link and go through the well and get the Lens of Truth, and I did all the mask side quest stuff.
Nice.
To get the Mask of Truth I think that's what it's called.
Well, you always got to be telling the truth. In
I'm just
games,
I'm just
man.
Saying stuff.
Why can't you be lying?
So I'm,
why can't Zelda lie?
I'm a little over halfway through that game at this point. I want to finish it. I'll finish it. But right now I'm a little bit more involved in Infamous 2.
Mm-hmm.
Infamous 2 is really good.
Yes, it is.
It's really good. I like it. There's certain problems with that game that exist, but they exist from the first game. I'll allow it. I think I think
it has your approval.
Yeah, it has my approval. I think the best part of that game.
Listen to previous podcasts / read my review.
Right. I think everything Griff ever said about the game is. I share the opinion. I think one of the best parts, as far as like dialogue goes, is the completely upgraded commentary that exists between Cole and Zeke.
Mm-hmm.
Cole and Zeke are. Their banter is really good.
Yeah.
Like, I really appreciate it.
Level-headed insanity.
Well, it's like I completely can believe that these two are, like, friends that, while they have not had the best friendship, they still have a rapport that is, it's completely believevable.
Definitely.
Like,
they are characters.
Right, they are characters, and they bounce off of each other really, really well. There you go. I think one of the best parts I've enjoyed so far is when, Zeke invents this like UV light spotlight that exists where it just like fries the mutated beings, and he's like this spotlight kicks ass, and he makes you mean the Dunbar ray? He's like, I'm not calling it that.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, these guys are really good together.
Yeah.
Like they have their downer moments, they have their up moments. They work really well together.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm as fit as fiddle. Big ass fiddle. It's just like, yeah, these guys are fucking friends. They fucking rip on each other as hard as they can.
Yeah.
And they still love each other.
And it's like two dudes that are in this
shitty situation. Yeah.
It's like this dude has the shit going against him and this dude has this shit going against
him. Right.
And it's good.
It's good. It's all right. I like it. I like it. I really like that abilities don't just come to you. Like, you do have to do some side stuff that makes you, like, get these abilities where I'm just like, God, I wish I could just, like, absorb electricity a lot faster. Well, maybe I should do some more side missions.
Yep.
That's how it is in real life.
Well, right, exactly. Like, I want something. I need to work a little harder for it, right?
Yep.
So, I like it.
I wish I could drink more.
Right. I wish I could drink more.
You had to do a side mission for
that. Well, maybe if you helped some people out, you'd be able to drink better. I like it so far. Like, I think they do a really good job explaining things at the pace they need to be explained. Read Griff's review and play that game. It's good.
It's good.
I'm a little behind the eight ball right now, but like, fucking play that game. It's good. It's good. It's good.
For a PlayStation game.
One eye.
Also, Griff, I don't know how much you experienced this with your surround sound, but with my surround sound, Their level of quality for audio is really good.
Oh, I thought it was really bad.
Yeah, did you?
I thought the audio was not that great.
There are certain parts where I'm just like, why is this not making a sound?
Mm-hmm.
But
did you ever find that with Deus Ex too?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it happened with me a few times where no sound existed anywhere.
I've had zero problems with Deus Ex on the PlayStation 3.
The only time that I find that there's an audio issue is when it's in the menu.
Mm.
Certain sounds I feel like should be happening, but they're not.
Oh, they don't. It doesn't ever happen.
And I do agree that game can be devoid of sound at certain points, but then really rich in sound in certain points. But at the same time, I don't know. I feel like it's done deliberately. Like I feel a sense of deliberate void of sound and addition of sound. Also, I think the dead drops in this game are a little bit more entertaining than they were in the first one, where I have to hit these pigeons to get the dead drops.
Yeah.
It adds a level of, like,
action to it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I've got to seek this thing out to get it.
You shoot with anything, too.
Yeah, I did discover that. At first, I tried to do, like, the force push.
The wave,
yeah. To
you can do anything
it,
you
but
want.
But I do whatever the fuck I want to. I can fucking throw an ionic storm at it if I wanted to.
You blow it up.
And then it might end up, like, halfway across the thing. Though, before I stop playing last night, tell me if you ran into this glitch before. So there's a part where you have to put a cap on these burning wells.
Yep.
I ran into an issue where the game tells me, well, if the cap is in water, and since you can't be in water without hurting yourself, if you stand on the cap and then do the like that lift thing, then you can throw it.
Mm-hmm.
I've come to the point in the game where there's a glitch that lets me lift anything I want to except that cap. The cap. I will be standing on it. I will standing right next to it. Doesn't matter. Will not let me lift the cap. I cannot continue the mission
With, so you can't continue the game.
I turned it off, and I'm hoping when I restart it, it will be fixed. Also, that dude in the giant ice suit, I spent like 30 minutes trying to fight this dude until I finally picked up the cap and threw it at his face, and he died. Mm-hmm. He killed his entire life bar, and I was like, well, that was easy.
Talk to me when she finished it twice.
All right, cool. I'm
on hard.
Speaking of glitches,
I'm considering playing it a second time.
You talking about your LA Noir?
Yeah, tell us all about LA Noir and your problems.
Or your Deus Ex problems.
Deus Ex.
Oh, okay.
Why do I always get the Xbox is just glitches, huh?
Mm-hmm. Because it's garbage.
Because it's compressed nonsense.
Yeah. Okay, so.
I'm just telling you right now, that's what it is.
Deus Ex glitch. Really funny. Funniest glitch I've seen in a long time. No, I guess I saw one great with the LA Noir. But
I'm here to tell you right now, if you put a cube of sugar, as volatile as it'll be, put a cube of sugar in Miller High Life, it is that much more high life.
Nice.
You're living a great life right now?
I'm living the highest life I can possibly live right now. It's really foamy, but it's delicious.
Funniest shit ever. So, you know, in Deus Ex, the police, they just keep walking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just keep walking. They don't stop for nothing.
Yep.
Just keep walking. I was inside of the convention center
mm-hmm.
and looking over the railing. And then I look to my right. There's another person looking over the railing. And right next to him is a policeman walking straight. Except the only thing about this person is walking straight into the person that's looking over the railing. And he's going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Just nailing this guy over the railing.
Nice.
I actually took a picture of it, or a video of it, but it didn't show up very well. But it's almost as funny as guy staying on top of yellow cab.
Yeah. Nice. I've been really worried about Deus Ex, where it's like my PlayStation 3 will kick into...
I've seen a couple of lockups.
Level 2. Not lockups. I'll have level 2... fan function in my PS3. Like, oh, one is, like, it's on, right?
And
it's making that noise. Like one yep. is, it's on. Sorry, it should be level 3. Level 1, it's on. It's not making any noise. Level 2, it's, like, starting to kick the cooler into effect. And it makes that hum. And then
3... starts to freak the fuck out.
No, 3, it'll be, like, you'll hear the fan. And the fan is going pretty hot. And then 4 is when it does the airplane mode, where it's like... and it'll make that really loud noise where it's
out of there now.
Yeah, it's got to get it out. I haven't made it to 4 yet, but 3 is what I sit at a lot of times.
See, now.
And that's when I enter into a big level with a lot of weird shit happening with like a lot of fire effects. And you start dragging a dude along and the system's like, oh god, I have to process like what it means to drag this guy across a bunch of floors.
See, now, with my new slim PS3, I don't hear any of that because I think it's like there are...
Mm-hmm.
Considerably less fans
mm-hmm.
on a slim line.
Yep.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well,
like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, is the slim built that
I
much
think
better
the slims are built that much better that they have all the air. Because I went through 6 Xbox 360s before getting an Xbox 360 Slim, what, a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
A little more than a year ago, mm-hmm. and I'm still playing that same one.
Sure.
Like, so.
Half a year ago?
Do you find the slim to be.
It was more than a year ago.
Do you find the slim to be less?
December.
It was Transformers War for Cybertron.
What was that? Like 8 months.
Yeah.
War for Cybertron. So yeah, it was about summertime, like late summer last year.
It was
right now, about a year ago.
Almost a year.
Yeah, about a year ago right now.
Yeah. So do you find the slim to be less obnoxious as far as like,
I've only had it get loud twice.
Okay.
In the entire year I've had it.
But I also feel like Deus Ex is that game that's pushing the system because it looks gorgeous.
Keeps everything right where it is.
Yeah.
It keeps everything. It
remembers everything.
Whatever, yeah.
It was just like Fallout. That the same levels, issue of like...
Not quite, because in Fallout you have to go through so many loading screens. But in Deus Ex you're like... You load in this area, and this area is fucking huge. Mm-hmm. Like, this is like
you don't have a storage
box,
but you don't need one because you drop something there, it's going to be right fucking there.
So it's similar to Fallout in that respect. But it's a giant open area shit that it's trying to keep track of all the time.
Yeah.
So how many discs is Deus Ex on?
One.
Okay.
Wow, really?
Wow, yeah, that's kind of impressive to me.
And that game was probably 30 hours, right, at least.
Right. It is a long game.
Okay, so as much as you guys love Deus Ex, and as much as I'm going to play it here in the near future...
Well, I'll give you my copy once I'm done with it.
Oh, awesome. That'll make it so much easier for me. I can just take that off my Gamefly. Other things to talk about. Is there anything?
Nope.
Like, because I played Infamous.
Deus Ex downloadable content?
Is that coming up?
Weapons pack.
I've been sort of thinking about... We'll see how far I get. Like, I'm going to finish this on good, Infamous 2. I'm going to finish it on good, and then I'm going to maybe finish it on bad, because I just want to, like, just destroy shit.
Can you do it on evil and heavenly?
Evil is so much easier.
I can imagine.
It's super fast, because you know what to do.
You just fucking wreck shit.
It's so much easier, because it's like, you know the path of the story after you play it on good.
Just hardline it.
Mainline it, and then you don't have to worry about anything, and you rank up to good or to evil super fast by just killing everybody, and it doesn't matter. And then the ending mission is so vastly different from the good ending mission that it's worth playing.
Sure. Okay. Good.
It's actually
good.
Like, you need to play that game good to bad versus bad to good, because if you played it bad to good, You'd be like, oh, this sucks. Like, good to bad is awesome. From the stuff you go through with, like, the Zeke interactions to the evil dude at the end, to how easy it is. Like, it's so much better to play good to bad.
Sure. And I feel like the game's not super, super long, because I've been playing it for 2 days now, and I'm pretty close to the end from what I can
gather. You can get evil done. Like, if you don't want to do it for the trophies like I did... If you played it on easy, you get it done in like...
I'm looking at some of those trophies and I'm just like, eh. See, this is my problem. Every time I look at trophies, I'm like, I don't really give that much of a shit. This is why I don't have that. Like, this
is why I had to do that with Deus Ex, because I would be playing that for way too long.
Yeah, this is why I don't have... I have one completed trophy on PlayStation, one completed trophy on Xbox. I just don't give that much of a shit about it.
Small little note, just broke 80,000.
Nice.
Yep. You weren't that far away from it, were you? You're like 78,000 last time I looked. Nice.
Yeah, nice. I do about 1,000 a week.
The trophies in Deus Ex, awesome. Like, perfect trophy design. Like, it is the kind of trophy design that you want in a video game, where it's like hidden missions, weird hidden things to do.
There's no online interactions in this.
And all the missions you do, you get a trophy for that. But if you do it this other way, you get another one.
But it's not one and two. It's not like if you did this mission side A, you get this trophy. And if you did this mission side B, you get this trophy. It's if you wanted to, you could get every trophy on one playthrough.
Yeah, but you would
one playthrough that would minus be... one reset on an old save. Yes. You could do it. You could do it on one playthrough. So
Deus Ex, can you get all four of the endings with one hard save?
The fall.
Just reset.
Here's the ending.
Don't
do it. I need to experience this.
This has really never been done before.
No.
You said
it was four switches.
I played Singularity, so...
Yes, that's what it is.
It's a Singularity, literally, which is like four switches. Option 1, option 2, option 3, option 4.
Yes.
That's it. Now we'll get there today or tomorrow.
Yeah, don't...
You're already there.
Don't ruin it for anybody.
I'm like 3 hours...
Particularly me and Chris.
...until I'm done.
No. Not even.
Yeah, I'm 3 hours till I'm done.
You just said you fought the girls.
But I made a save before that, because I have to go meet two people. I have to go meet Seraph and Tiger.
You won't get the options for... I guess if you didn't meet them, you probably won't get the options.
Right.
Interesting.
And I didn't. Yeah. And I need to go meet them, and I need to replay that final battle, and then I'll be done.
So, Wait. I hear say that there's a beginning bit. So, Giant Bomb. Jeff Gerstmann was talking about how at the beginning there is like a...
Yes.
You need to get
yes.
to the house.
Yes. Ryan different? And I tested this.
Okay, cool.
What?
Because in the Johnny Bond episode, Jeff Gerstmann was saying if you spend enough time after that guy calls you, running around and looking around and stuff, and then he's like...
Shit gets worse.
The system has gotten more severe, Denton. Or Jensen, like, you need to get to my office right now. Like, the actual situation changes and more hostages are dead and you don't get as many things. That's so cool. There is a hell, like I was talking to Ryan outside before we started doing this, like, there are so many different weird subdivisions of this story where it's like, do you take the upgrade? Do you not take the upgrade to make yourself stop glitching out? Like, do you do that or do you not do that? Because it would make sense if you did it, but it also makes sense if you didn't. Because if you're reading all the story stuff, you're like, maybe I shouldn't do this. Mm-hmm. Because what I'm reading points me in the direction of maybe I shouldn't. Like, the game is so good at giving you clues as to what's going on, as you're like, yeah, I know. Yeah,
it flat out said, hey, you might want to do this, mm-hmm. but you don't have to.
Right, it gives you an option. It's like, do you want to do this or do you not want to do this?
Yeah, but you don't. You could just disregard it completely.
Yep,
you don't even care about it.
Right, and the cool part of it is when you're doing that in the game, and you have a freak out, everybody has a freak out.
The first time I noticed that, somebody fell off a bridge. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck?
I went and talked to three people about it after that happened, and they're like, it was weird. Like, it was like what you wanted in a game, because normally after like a glitch, weird freak out happens.
Guy lights up a cigarette and goes, I don't know what happened, man. What just happened?
Happened? And this like prostitute chick was like, she's like, I'm not feeling very good. I just had like this meltdown. Like, I felt like I was going to die over and over again. And Jen's like, it's okay. And she's like, and I talked to her again, and she's like, I've been having these glitches. I think everybody's having them. I don't know what's going on with this, with my Augs. And then I talked to her again, and she's like, it's okay. Like, I'll force myself through it. It doesn't matter. You got the cash to do this right now? Like, you want to have a good time? You got the cash to have a good time? Yeah. And I kept talking to her, and she's like, and that was the final dialogue where she was like, if you got the cash, I'll do it, but I don't feel good.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
God damn it. I need to play this fucking game.
No.
No?
I need to play this game.
Mm-hmm. No, did you? So that was the first time you went and talked to someone after the glitch? Yeah. Like, the glitches happened a couple times
they
before
do.
That.
Do the glitches, like Batman, like, appear?
Oh, the whole screen goes, if, yeah,
like,
that
they,
was...
They appear like it's something is fucked up with your system.
Yeah.
Like, in Batman, where I thought my fucking, like, some shit happened and I was just about ready to break something.
So, on the most base, the base level of this game, it's the glitch happens and you no longer regenerate your health or can view your map or can... access
your HUD is gone.
Yeah, okay. You basically don't have any basic abilities where it's like, can you see around the map with your special build, with your baseline abilities? Do you have regenerative health? Can you see how much health you have? Can you access certain things? No.
Okay, I'm done talking about Deus Ex, because I feel like the further down this rabbit hole of discussion I go, the more.
You're going to play this game, and it's amazing.
Right. I feel like the more you guys talk about this, the more it's going
to
ruin.
You will
it
need
me.
To play this game for Game of the Year.
Right.
That is what it boils down to,
right,
John.
I need to play this, and I need you guys to not tell me anything more about this, because it's just going to ruin it for me. So, that being said, hey, Griff, how do you feel about being an ambassador?
It's good.
Yeah? You like that?
Hey, ask me how I feel about not being an ambassador.
Well, tomorrow, I'll feel better once I can fucking finally download all this stuff.
Yeah? Which ones are you going to download?
If I was in Japan... I would be able to download everything today.
Cool.
Because Japan
got their stuff
early.
Let's go to Japan, cool. guys. And then on the way back, we can play those games.
Metroid, Zelda, Zelda 2.
Play those games. Zelda, The Legend of Zelda, Zelda 2, Link's...
Zelda.
Link to the Past.
Link's Adventure.
No, Link to the Past.
Link Zelda,
and Zelda 2. Has a subtitle, Link's Adventure.
Sure. It's a 2D platformer.
Right. Side-scrolling 2D platformer.
There's like...
Super Mario Brothers is on there. Donkey Kong Jr.
Donkey Kong Jr.
is the last level. Really
Super Mario Bros. 1.
I might have it in there, but I doubt it.
Some golf game.
I bet it's like the 25th anniversary of Super Mario Brothers, where it has all, instead of question marks, all the blocks are 25. it's real. Don't.
Yoshi. That was
Yoshi.
Yoshi. To rewind this for a
Yoshi
second.
Yoshi or Yoshi's Cup.
The full list of. Nintendo Ambassador games were announced like 2 days ago for the early access that Japan gets. And the five games that were announced get five more on top of them for September 1st. They don't have a save state. The only way to save them is to shut down your DS.
Sleep mode it.
3DS and never let it run out of batteries. Like, you can't change functions.
Just sleep mode it, yeah.
but you can't ever change it to anything else. Right. You lose your state.
Right. It just has to be like, it has to be suspended in that.
Right. Like thing. You can't check messaging. You can't do your find me. You can't do anything else.
The home
screen. In time, that will get patched, and you will be able to have
by the time that gets patched, I'll be able to purchase that shit.
Definitely, yeah. So if you want to pay, you know,
my $5,
$20 to do whatever. That stuff, then you can do it.
Sure, whatever. That being said, though, like, if you need a fucking save spot for Super Mario Brothers, you're doing it wrong.
Exactly.
I can speedrun that shit in 5 minutes.
No, you can't.
I've come pretty close to five
Which
minutes.
Which Mario Brothers?
Super Mario Brothers. The original one? Super Mario. Well, not Super Mario, like the one with the crabs and the turtles that come out of the side pipes with you and Luigi, where it's a two-team thing.
The very first Mario Brother.
No, the very first NES Super Mario Brothers, where you could play as Mario and run the whole thing, and then you could have a second player as Luigi, where he would play when you died. Super Mario Brothers, where it was like world one of
came
one.
Came with Duck Hunt.
Right, came with Duck Hunt. That one.
Super.
The speedrun record is under 5 minutes. I can do it in just over five.
No way.
Why don't you break that shit, dude?
I considered it, but...
That shit was done with emulators.
Is it done with emulators?
Yep.
I feel like...
Save states.
Mine is somewhere just under 6 minutes.
I'll watch you do it. I got 6 minutes.
Dude, it's fucking hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be on.
I don't even know. I don't think I've ever beaten it.
You gotta know your warp pipes.
You gotta know your warp pipes. That's the only way to do it.
I know the first one, and after that, I don't think.
The hard part is not the warp pipes.
You can
warp
from level 1 to 8, right?
Right. The hard part is not the warp pipes. The hard part, 1, 2 to 8. The particular hard part is getting in that final castle with at least firepower. If you can't get through that thing with firepower, fucked. Like you have to
restart the whole thing.
Sort of. You have to get to Bowser with at least a mushroom on you, because if you get to Bowser with anything less, it's gonna be really, really hard, because he starts throwing hammers and fireballs, and like the odds
is
of you
still three hits, or do you just gotta run across the bridge?
No,
you gotta time it and slide it under him,
right? Because your game plan is when you get to Bowser, you just fucking beeline it. He hits you, you'll shrink. Jump. And you're invincible for a few seconds, which is enough to grab the axe and cut the bridge, and he's done, and you win the game.
No, you gotta just... He will keep hitting you, and you just gotta jump over him. It doesn't matter if you get to the axe or not.
Right.
You just gotta jump and go.
Right. You get past him, and that's when you get the axe, and it's done.
I never played Bowser, actually. I think I played levels 1 through 5, but never played Bowser.
Well, Bowser's in every level, but he's just a different Bowser.
It's Bowser's...
It's fake Bowser.
Well, it's faux Bowser. It's faux Bowser. It's not Bowser. The real Bowser. But, well, I mean, whatever.
Bowser is on level 8.
So that's what this goes to. The one speed run that I will never match that I've always thought that I would like to is Super Metroid. Some fucking people have done that whole thing in under an hour. Like just fucking mainstream it. No fucking item grabs. Just fucking hour. And I'm like,
that's how you got to do it in Shadow Complex.
That is fucking preposterous.
Try beating Final Fantasy VII in under 15.
Yeah, no, that is also. Final Fantasy IX also has like this community-based like a rule set where it's beat it under 12 hours. And it's just like, you're fucking crazy.
Yep. Skip cutscenes.
Yes, you have to like.
You can't skip summons.
You have to eject cutscenes. Well, that you don't fucking use summons. That's the issue there. It's some crazy nonsense that exists there. We don't have much time. Is there any news, Griff?
No, we have plenty of time, actually. But we're not going to use it because there's no news.
No news.
So we're just going to sign off now because there's nothing to talk about after this. And Ryan's doing some, like, Velociraptor shit behind me.
Clever girl. Well.
Oh, did you hear that, John?
I did hear that, and I saw that, too, right?
No, actually, you wouldn't have. Because
you were stealthy. Yep. All I saw was Griff's head get snapped, and
who opened that door?
Whose footprints are
these? Nobody came through that door, but that door opened.
Oh, that door.
That door opened. Nobody came through that door. That door closed.
I'm just gonna walk up to this door and look out into it, not around it.
Well, it's a pretty rocking episode of Boss Barrel Radio.
Boss Barrel Radio.
Yep.
Oh,
God. Oh, God. Who's the boss?